Peter Slipper, obviously 2 decades, almost a quarter of a century from memory, in federal political life, now a Hobart barrister, former Speaker in the Parliament, and man who at the time held a balance of power himself. Peter Slipper, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon, and at the outset, let me congratulate you on your forthcoming nuptials.
Very exciting. As of tomorrow, Catherine Zengerer will be in the chair, and I'll be off getting married and then enjoying some child-free honeymoon time. Thanks for coming in this morning. Are you surprised by One Nation and their bid to seek finance overseas from the NRA?
Look, they might have done Australia an unintentional service, because most Australians know that they're as mad as a cut snake. But when we find people like James Ashby, Steve Dixon, rushing around America trying to get $10 or $20 million dollars in donations from the gun lobby, I mean, what do we here in Tasmania think about that? Remember Port Arthur.
I want to play you a little bit of James Ashby. This is from Al Jazeera and their covert recordings, and what he said about how you could buy the balance of power in this country.
We would win potentially balance of power if we took 2 seats in the lower house. And you know what? I reckon you could do that with $2 million. If you went 20, you would own the lower house and upper house.
You would have the balance of power in both houses.
$20 million, you'd own the lower house and the upper house in the Australian Parliament. $2 million, you might get 2 seats. Is he right?
Look, I think James Ashby is unfit to be a staffer of Pauline Hanson, or for that matter, anyone else. The problem in Australia is that money does buy ability to advertise, particularly on commercial TV and commercial radio. And I just think that what James Ashby and Steve Dixon have done by going to America just indicates what most Australians, most thinking Australians, think about One Nation. It really is poison. And they may have unwittingly helped a lot of other Australians appreciate that a vote for One Nation is a vote for, shall we say, chaos. It is a vote for overseas control. It is a vote to bring back horrendous gun laws. And frankly, I just think it's quite disgusting. But what they might have unwittingly done is to alert the community to it. I mean, Greg Barnes, who I work with at Salamanca Chambers, has written a book called The Rise of the Right, and there's a whole section there on James Ashby and Pauline Hanson. I've got a friend.
Can I just say, I mean, for people who don't know the history, you have a history with him. He was your staffer. He made allegations against you that were part of the challenges that you had in your last years in Canberra. If he was so toxic, why did you have him on your staff?
Well, I didn't know he was toxic at the time, and he had social media skills that were absent from other members of my staff. And, of course, I just resigned from the Liberal National Party to become an independent speaker in the Westminster tradition, and I no longer, therefore, had access to the array of sort of competent young people who members of Parliament would normally put on. I have to say also, I know Steve Dixon, oddly enough, when I lived in Queensland, Steve Dixon was my local member. Now, I thought he was a pretty decent guy, but he's obviously as mad as a cut snake as well.
Why is it that, why is it that their vote's increasing in New South Wales then? Now Mark Latham is back in the upper house there. How do you explain their popularity?
Their popularity is caused by a disillusionment with the major parties. There's nothing about the One Nation policies that particularly attract anybody, but it's a protest vote. And what happens is, when enough people in a system which has a proportional means of voting are prepared to vote for a party as a protest vote, you find that party will get people elected. I mean, for instance, you've got to remember Pauline Hanson's party was the party that brought Fraser Anning to the Australian Parliament. I mean, Pauline Hanson is unfit to be in the Australian Parliament, and I hope that the pressure is put on Scott Morrison throughout Australia to make sure that the Liberal Party, the National Party, and the Liberal National Party put One Nation absolutely stone motherless last on the ballot paper.
You've lived life getting elected and re-elected in Queensland. Your advice, even if were you still, you know, desperately trying to win re-election, would be to do that, whatever the personal political consequence.
There would be a political personal consequence in Queensland, but I just think that at times politicians, parliamentarians have to stand up in the national interest. Scott Morrison's not a bad sort of guy himself, but he knows that a vote for One Nation, if he receives their preferences, effectively is a vote for him. And I believe that it's very, very important that all major parties put One Nation last on the ballot paper, because Australia, as a nation, can't afford this sort of organisation with any authority at all.
Do you think they'll do it?
I'm not sure that Scott Morrison has the intestinal fortitude to control the Liberal National Party in Queensland and force the LNP to put One Nation last. I mean, I've got a friend who lost someone in the Port Arthur massacre. It is just unacceptable in Australia in this year that we have a party like One Nation, like mad loopies from the extreme right, prepared to put their hands up and get elected under a proportional system to state and federal parliaments. It is just unacceptable. It makes Australia a laughing stock, and it makes our Prime Minister a laughing stock if he's prepared to accept their preferences.
Let's be clear. Scott Morrison hasn't committed to putting One Nation last yet. He says those processes will happen closer to the election. Can you understand his delay?
I think what Scott Morrison is saying is too smart by half. What he's really saying is the Liberal Party and the Liberal National Party will make their decision based on their naked self-interest as the next election approaches. My concern is they will see that there are benefits in receiving One Nation preferences, and that Scott will just throw integrity away completely in the interests of a naked attempt to hang on to power.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Peter Slipper is our guest this morning. We need to let you get off to court for the day. Thank you for coming in this morning.
It's always a pleasure. And again, all the best for your forthcoming marriage.
We'll see you on the other side. We'd like to get you involved in some of our coverage of elections. Just before you go, I mean, there is an avalanche of federal ministers, shadows, assistant shadows in Tasmania today. What's actually happening behind the scenes when, you know, when it's an election's in the wind like this?
Well, I think it indicates that an election is clearly a couple of months away. It's very, very important that everyone, regardless of how he or she intends to vote, should remember hashtag Ashbygate, should remember the dangers of One Nation, and whether you intend to vote for the Liberal Party or the Labor Party here in Tasmania, put One Nation last. Australia deserves better.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Peter Slipper on Mornings Around the State.